Adam Rudolph, Matt Cashdollar, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
So you two are ready to hustle that love in an electric boogaloo dance battle to benefit Hungry for Music. What a concept. What a cause. Let's start with your own hunger for music and love hustling in general. What's it all about?
It's about expressing ourselves with music that makes us happy and music that we believe will make other people happy as well. Try to bring a positive message to what we do. Try to make sure that we're relating not just to ourselves, but kind of what we feel like everybody could listen to.
Putting smiles on faces on, of course, the dance floor setting is what we like to focus on.
It certainly is on the dance
floor. We are drawn to dance floors just
and
naturally.
And smiles. I get all of that. So how long have you guys been at this?
We trace it back, I think, to 2009 that we put a name to it, really. And it was just a studio project at that time, just recording songs and ideas when we were in other bands. We'd always dabbled in the original music. But yeah, about 2009, we were like, okay, Matt and I are love hustler.
Yeah.
And real briefly, how would you describe your wonderful love hustler signature style?
If we have to put one word on it, we came up with electro-funk. It's electronic funk. One foot in the past, one in the future.
Yeah, the electro part, of course, is so well known, I think, with our funk roots. It was a natural progression for us to make electronic music a little funkier. And of course, taking vocals and some of the looser, more organic instrumentation, saxophone, guitars, talk box, stuff like that, and putting it over electronic beats. Then we're scratching that other itch where we like to record in the studio, so we're able to make our own loops and make it electronic and funky at the same time.
And a lot of fun. I know you're really quite literally wonderful musicians, but a lot of it's about the fun and the dancing. Isn't there some kind of a rule for you love hustlers that nobody is able to remain silent or stationary when they hear music?
Right. Right.
That's what we're there for. We're there for dancing is, you know, such a personal thing.
Yeah.
You know, it reaches to everybody. That's been our common denominator. It seems to be working for us.
Yeah.
It does. And who's your typical audience? How crazy and diverse is your fan base?
Oh, I'm not going to use the word crazy to define anybody that would listen to our music.
It's crazy diverse to me. Yeah,
it's crazy diverse.
I think that's what you meant. It is. It's surprisingly. Especially for where we are, I think, in the country.
Right.
We used to always say, oh, Fort Wayne's a rock town in this area. And of course it is. And we rock for sure. Not that we ever doubted the funk. We found our niche here and there in the clubs and stuff. But yeah, the widespread attention lately has been a wide age range too. I think just dance music's moving a little further to mainstream and stuff.
The love hustle part of life.
But right.
Now, let's fast forward to Hungry for Music. How did you get involved with that?
We've been talking about charity work for quite a while. I just wanted to do something bigger. I wanted to do something that really touched personally for me, which is just the simple act of giving an instrument. I think it's great when kids get an instrument, when they're already interested in, you know, that fire that begins. I love that. And it's about the instrument. Just organically giving instruments, bringing instruments, shipping them, making sure they get cleaned up and sent back out in the community. And the hungryformusic.org people are really doing that well. Like 13,000 instruments out right now. They average about 500 instruments a year. If you have an organization that's really trying to teach children, they'll also help with the instructor pays and things like that.
And
they can come right back here. And an organization right here in Fort Wayne can apply to bring the instruments right back here.
Right here, right now.
Yeah.
All real. Okay. So you guys are all about putting instruments in the hands of these kids who want and otherwise could not have an instrument.
That's right.
You're doing it with the love hustle, music, and mode. Yeah. And that brings us to the actual electric boogaloo dance battle. How's that going to work?
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, it's going to be
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, that's we dreamt this up.
We have dancers coming in from Grand Rapids, Chicago, Indianapolis, right here in Fort Wayne as well, representing a variety of styles, poppin', lockin', breakers, ultimately going back to the roots of this b-boy style dancing, but also with what has been happening recently with that style of dance. The idea of battle is ultimately appealing, but certainly in the end, we're all going to be winners. It's more of a cipher than an actual battle.
And a cipher would be?
Whenever you feel the music and it moves you, that's when you go into the center and that's when you have your moment. This happens in the crowd with the audience. organically.
They mean business and fun as well, but this they're going to be dancing right. their hearts out.
Well, yes. Ultimately, it's about community and about that gathering and supporting one another. So it's certainly a chance for dancers to express themselves and how they connect to the music and how they connect to the rhythm. And even though there is natural spirit of competitiveness, I think with everybody that cares about their craft, at the end of it, it's very much about patting everybody on the back, giving that encouragement to keep doing it.
Everybody wins in this, and especially the kids who are waiting for the instruments bought with the money from this evening.
That's absolutely correct.
So who's generating the music end of this?
DJ DAP1 and DJ MSG, they're good friends of ours. They support the dance cause better than anybody is really trying out there. And they're doing sort of in that classic turntable vinyl style. So it's visually appealing, I think. The dance talent is going to vibe well with that as well. So yes.
And how is the Love Hustler music going to be ever foremost in this evening?
Well, we have at least 2 hours planned. We will certainly be doing our part to bring original music, some throwbacks, some music mm-hmm. from back in the 80s and 90s, some familiar hits that you might recognize. Even though we're not doing covers, we would like to think of them as our remix and our take on those mm-hmm. classics. So you're going to hear that music done live with a light show that is all integrated with our music.
That's
and
exciting.
Matt will actually be the official MC throughout the evening. So
yeah. Matt Cashdollar, the MC.
We'll be having our sets and the DJs basically trading music off. The dancers are going to be free to do what they want to do. But then, of course, we're going to have the voting situation where all of the dancers are going to have photographs up and they're going to be numbered so that you can vote on your favorite dancer. And the proceeds then are going to be split between the dance competition and hungryformusic.org.
Because the voting is done with dollars.
Correct.
And so it sounds yes. like it's going to be a wonderful, fun evening, start to finish.
It's going
to
be awesome.
So logistically, with the dancers, mm-hmm. approximately how many?
16 dancers.
And then how many ever tickets we sell, you get a dance too. That's
right.
The fun of it. So
excellent.
We are certainly not going to say, get your back on the wall and don't you dare right. dance because these are professionals.
Right.
No, this is communal. So there's going to be professionals and there's going to also be you in the audience enjoying it.
That is the idea. I think everybody's going to see that vibe right away, right from the doors opening.
And meanwhile, everybody can vote for the numbered contestant dancers.
Yes. And we have top three winners that we have prizes for.
And the big spot in everybody's heart that's also going to get filled is the money going to the Hungry for Music organization for instruments for kids.
You can bring instruments as well. That's, I think, the neatest part. And then, you know, any cash donations that we generate are going to go to shipping instruments, repairing instruments, and, of course, helping any organizations that want to get involved with them and ask for their help.
You've got the recipe for a wonderful, fun time and a successful, worthy cause.
In an awesome venue, too.
Indeed. And in your opinion, what is that venue going to do for the feeling of the whole evening?
Well, if you've never been to the Fillmore, this is a time to get in there and see
absolutely.
This. It's a historic landmark in our town. It is gorgeous. It has a very storied history. It's a great stage. Typically, as a musician in town, you don't get a chance to play it very often.
And the excitement of just being in that space is its own infectious addition.
It was
to
a
the
wish
evening.
List for us, for sure.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Well, then again, everybody wins on this
yes.
evening. Now, what's the most important thing about providing instruments for the kids who are hungry to be making music, would you say?
Well, there's no losers in that, is there? When you're helping bring art into a confusing and sometimes dangerous world, especially for the times that we're in, it's something that ultimately can make or break somebody's existence. It can make them feel whole. It can save a life.
It can change trajectory, literally. It can change a thought process in a child. It can change your attitude. You know, there's no better attitude adjustment than music.
Right.
There just isn't. And it proves itself all day in our lives. Puts smiles on everybody's faces. Who doesn't like instruments?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and
everybody sees the possibilities in an instrument.
As regards relevancy, besides the timelessness of making music, what do you feel like put an instrument in a child's hands right here, right now? What kind of a voice do you think that they can establish for themselves?
I think they can do anything. To me, it's possibilities for somebody. It's possibilities that they didn't quite see. I think in a world where everything is media-driven, content-driven, you know, music is one of those things. You can teach music. You can, you know, forge a occupation as a musician. You can follow your dreams as a musician. A young child with an instrument, they can change the world with it.
Good for you, and I like the way you think, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And last question before I let you go. As musicians and entertainers, what does it mean to you two to be able to share such a whole package where everybody does win big with the community?
Ultimately, at the end of the day, it makes me feel like what we're doing is means something. It had an impact. And we didn't do the same old on a show. We didn't just play a group of cover songs that everybody's heard before. We went and did something different. We did something unique. And if there's anything that's bad that can come of it, I haven't thought of it yet. As long as there's not problems with the electricity, then we're going to have a great time. I shouldn't have said that. Now there's going to be a power outage. Yes, on that day.
It's very humbling to me. We're passionate about our flavor of music, you know, and out of all the flavors anybody can choose, it's fun to be able to grab some ears, and we're aware of how powerful it can be, and we're excited to see the possibilities on just how positive and how dancey we can sort of make worlds, life's change, you know. It's about positivity and music.
Adam Rudolph and Matt Cashdollar are the local Hungry for Music representatives and founders of Love Hustler. Thank you so much for sharing your worthy cause with us today. And Boogaloo, hustle that love, guys.
Thank you.
Standing here all night, and I will never leave ya. No, I put a couple leads ya. I said, the way you've been, it's your favorite song, and I need ya. Oh, I need ya. Your favorite song, and I need ya. Oh, I need ya.